This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump signed into law Friday the $2 trillion rescue plan to salvage a U.S. economy crippled by the novel coronavirus. On a day the nation recorded more than 100,000 confirmed cases of virus infections. Hours earlier, the U.S. House of Representatives passed the package, with lawmakers uniting to greenlight the mega plan as the world's topping number of U.S. COVID-19 infections surged past 104,000, including approximately 1,700 deaths. U.S. President Donald Trump said on Friday the United States will produce 100,000 ventilators in 100 days and said he had named White House aide Peter Navarro as the coordinator of the Defense Production Act. He said, "We're going to make a lot of ventilators, pledging to take care of the U.S. needs while also helping other countries." Mr. Trump said there was a great chance the United States would not send so many ventilators to fight the coronavirus outbreak and would then help other countries in need. After days of desperate pleas from the nation's governors, President Trump took a round of steps Friday to expand the federal government's role in helping produce critically needed supplies to fight the coronavirus pandemic, even as he warned the leaders of hard-hit states not to cross him. He says he wants them to be appreciative after the White House announced that he would be using the powers granted to him under the Korean War-era Defense Production Act to try to compel auto giant General Motors to produce ventilators. And the number of confirmed COVID-19 infections in Spain has increased by nearly 8,000 by the end of the day Friday to more than 64,000. The Spanish health ministry told the media on Friday that the number of infected health workers in the country currently ranks the first in the world. This is VOA News. America's coronavirus infections have surged to the most in the world, reaching again more than 104,000 cases, with New York still the worst hit in the country. Troubling new outbreaks continue to bubble in other cities, including Chicago, Detroit, and New Orleans, which is rushing to build a makeshift hospital in its convention center. Still, states are pulling back to the welcome mat for travelers from the New York area, which is the epicenter of the country's coronavirus outbreak. But some say at least one state's measures are unconstitutional. Now, governors in Texas, Florida, Maryland, and South Carolina this week ordered people arriving from the New York area, including New Jersey and Connecticut, and other virus hotspots to self-quarantine for at least 14 days upon arrival. Connecticut officials have pleaded with New Yorkers and others from out of state to avoid visiting unless absolutely necessary. And the most dramatic steps taken to date, Rhode Island State Police Friday began pulling over drivers with New York plates so that the National Guard officials can collect contact information and inform them of mandatory 14-day quarantines. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson became the first world leader to test positive for the COVID-19 virus. Johnson said on Friday that he would still lead the country's response to the outbreak, would be holed up inside a borrowed office within the nation's seat of government. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro cast doubt Friday on his own government's statistics on COVID-19 deaths, saying he suspected they had been inflated to serve political interest. The far-right leader, who has rallied against what he calls the overblown reaction to a disease he compares to a little flu, said he did not believe the coronavirus statistics coming out of the state of Sao Paulo, whose governor he has attacked for his response to the outbreak. Sao Paulo, a teeming industrial hub, has been hit harder by COVID-19 than anywhere else in Latin America so far, with about two-thirds of the deaths registered in Brazil, according to the Federal Health Ministry. Bolsonaro has questioned that figure. A retired Venezuelan army general indicted alongside Nicolas Maduro has surrendered in Colombia and is being taken by the Drug Enforcement Administration agents to New York for arraignment. Four people familiar with the situation said this on Friday. Clive Alcala has been an outspoken critic of Maduro for years, but he has been charged with allegedly running with Maduro and the socialist boss Diosdado Cabello and another retired army general as a narco-terrorist. You can find more at voanews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.